Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. So, President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine has said he is willing to meet Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin, the President of the Russian Federation, in Turkey. Now, remember, Turkey played host to some of the face-to-face negotiations between delegations from the two warring sides right at the beginning of the war back in March 2022. Turkey is a neutral country. Is a member of NATO, but remember, NATO doesn't have an official policy on the Russo-Ukrainian war. Yes, it's true. The majority of NATO countries are donors of military equipment to Ukraine, but NATO itself, as such, is not. That would require unanimity of the 32 countries. Turkey's against, Slovakia be against, I think Hungary be against too. So it's a non-starter. Turkey, notwithstanding its NATO membership, has managed to retain cordial ties with Russia. It's a major entrepot for trade into and out of Russia. So many flights into and out of Russia go via Turkey. It's been a bonanza for Turkish Airlines. Turkey really needs the money because their economic difficulties of the past few years. Turkey plays host to over 1 million Russian tourists a year. And in 2015, when the Turks, or was it 2016, Turks shot down a Russian fighter jet that was just over their airspace for a matter of seconds, Putin banned all flights from Russia to Turkey, and that really hurt the Turkish tourist industry. But now they've got better relations with Russia than any other NATO country does, so that's why they would host it. Now, Zelensky previously said no negotiations. They tried negotiations in 2022 when they thought they're going to be smashed. When the war started getting much better halfway through 2022, they stopped those and said, we'll only negotiate once Russia withdraws from all our land. And that includes Crimea, the place which Russia had the strongest claim to. Now, because Trump has strong-armed him, that's why Zelensky has changed his tune. Because there was that disastrous Oval Office meeting the first month of Trump's second administration. But things are going much better. And obviously, Zelensky wants to continue on that trajectory, this impetus, more arms, maybe more financial support from the United States, since the chemistry was good in that meeting between him and President Trump at the Pope's funeral. We don't know what was said, no official readout, but what people could see from a distance, probably their professional lip readers could tell us what was said. So just judging by the body language, they had a good rapport. Trump is openly frustrated with what Putin is doing, has even criticized him a little bit. There's been that minerals deal signed with the United States. So the Ukrainians think they're on a roll, and not to irk Trump. So, of course, there'll be some real hardliners in Ukraine say no, no negotiations face to face. And I do have some sympathy to that position. But you bear in mind the fact that the Ukrainians, they desperately need military and financial support. And so that's why they're keeping Trump happy, to show their good faith. The ball is now in Putin's court. And if he doesn't meet, that looks bad for him, and Trump will get more annoyed with him and maybe more supportive of Ukraine. So that's why Zelensky has changed his own policy and willing to meet Putin in face-to-face in Istanbul, suggesting on Thursday. See, that's only 3 days away. So because on X, Donald J. Trump, he demanded that the two meet because Putin had offered direct talks and the Turks are willing to facilitate this, to host this. Remember, Western Europe is saying there ought to be a 30-day pause in fighting to begin today, but that hasn't happened. I mean, Putin's declared all these ceasefires, which he has totally broken. There's been a slight slackening of the firing, but it's not been a ceasefire, anything even remotely approaching a ceasefire. It's been a slight slowdown. So maybe even Trump isn't quite stupid enough to trust him anymore. So it was just yesterday that President Trump said that Ukraine ought to immediately agree to this because he wants to see headway being made on this attempt to end the war. So Putin previously said he would not exclude the possibility. Anyway, in serious negotiations, as he said, but he didn't even mention the 30-day ceasefire. So towards a lasting peace. And Russia says we have to look at the root causes of the war. Well, that's what we do, which is the Putin regime, which is Russian irredentism, hypernationalism, xenophobia, militarism, chauvinism, racism, denial of the Holodomor, of the mass murder of Ukrainian civilians through starvation, through the incessant and systematic defamation of Ukrainians who don't want to be oppressed by Russia, through the falsification of election results in Russia and so on, and Russia's state terrorism at home and abroad. These are the root causes of Russia, and just like not getting with the program and and genuinely recognizing other former Soviet countries as sovereign states, not recognizing sovereign equality, rampant criminality by the Russian state at home and abroad, what is little more of than an adjunct of organized crime, like the US government said in WikiLeaks that Russia is a mafia state. So will this meeting go ahead on Thursday? I think unlikely. I know Putin's game plan. He'll say it's complicated. We'll do it if you do this, 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 and add a few more conditions to try and pocket more concessions. And Trump was willing to give him all these concessions earlier on, but I think Trump's patience has run thin, and really the concessions have to come from Zelensky. So Zelensky will be reluctant to agree this, that he's taken the first step, that Putin might do the others. You know, if I was Zelensky, I'd want to say, well, I meet you if you release those 20,000 Ukrainian children you took hostages, and indeed they're Ukrainian civilians, adults whom Russia took as hostage as well, never mind the prisoners of war who are routinely tortured. And there's very, very strong evidence that's true. The Russian prisoners of war, either been tortured in Ukrainian hands, not so far as I know. I don't know of a single case. I don't know of a single allegation. To be completely candid, I'd be surprised if they weren't, just occasionally, out of several thousand of them. Got to get real. If they're doing it to your guys as an absolutely standard thing, they're going to, some people will be so furious about that, say, well, we're going to get you back. Even if you as an individual aren't guilty, your side is, so we will. It's wrong. I know it's immoral, illegal, but it's understandable, which doesn't mean that I sympathize with it. I literally comprehend it, and I realize that some people react that way. How would I react if I was in that situation? I might be so furious about it, I might see red and do something immoral. Anyway, even though there are negotiations, I don't think there'll be a substantive peace out of this. They might have some sort of what's the word? Not impetus, dynamism to it. It'd be difficult to resist more ceasefires and things like that. Putin might felt that he's weakened himself. He's given quite a big concession. I know the games he likes to play. If he does agree to meet Zelensky show up at the venue, and Putin wouldn't come for minutes, maybe hours, just to underscore how important he is to belittle people. Because obviously Putin suffers from this crushing sense of inadequacy, which is why he's always impelled to constantly emphasize his superior status, that people had to be dancing attendance to him, that you know he has to be the cynosure of all eyes. He has to inconvenience millions of people to massage his ego, and so on. Right. So anyway, that's why Putin thinks that time is on its side, but it may not be really. Making almost no progress. Pokrovsk, I can't believe it hasn't fallen. Had the reduced to using motorbikes to try and get troops across no man's land because they got so few tanks. In 2026, it really does get more difficult for Russia. Ukraine seems to be holding up fairly well considering. Well, thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.